Fats, a voice called. Fats!
Fatron looked up as a young boy scrambled along the side of the bulwark. They'd barely finished the fortification. It had been Druffle's idea, back before he'd really given up. Their town contained some 7,000 people, which made it fairly large. It had taken a great deal of work to surround the entire thing with a defensive mound. Fatron had barely 1,000 real soldiers. It had been very hard to gather that many from such a small population, with maybe another 1,000 men who were too old, too young, or too unskilled to fight well. He didn't really know how big the Kolos army was, but it was bound to be larger than 2,000. A bulwark was going to be of very little use. The boy, Sev, finally puffed up to Fatron.
Fats, Sev said. Someone's coming.
Already? Fatron asked. Druff said the Kolos were still a while away.
Not a Kolos, Fats, the boy said. A man. Come see.
Fatron turned to Druff, who wiped his nose and shrugged. They followed Sev around the inside of the bulwark, toward the front gate. Ash and dust swirled on the packed earth, piling in corners, drifting. There hadn't been much time for cleaning lately. The women had to work the fields while the men trained and made war preparations. War preparations. Fatron told himself that he had a force of 2,000 soldiers, but what he really had were 1,000 ska peasants with swords. They'd had 2 years of training, true, but they had very little real fighting experience. A group of men clustered around the front gates, standing on the bulwark or leaning against its side. Maybe I was wrong to spend so much of our resources training soldiers, Fatron thought. If those 1,000 men had worked the mines instead, we'd have some ore for bribes. Except Kolos didn't take bribes. They just killed. Fatron shuddered, thinking of Garthwood. That city had been bigger than his own, but fewer than 100 survivors had made their way to Vititan. That had been 3 months ago. He'd hoped, irrationally, that the Kolos would be satisfied with destroying that city. He should have known better. Kolos were never satisfied. Fatron climbed up to the top of the bulwark, and soldiers in patched clothing and bits of leather made way for him. He peered through the falling ash across a dark landscape that looked as if it were blanketed in deep black snow. A lone rider approached, wearing a dark hooded cloak.
"What do you think, Fats?" one of the soldiers asked. "Kolos scout?"
Fatron snorted.
"Kolos wouldn't send a scout, especially not a human one."
"He has a horse," Druffle said with a grunt. "We could use another of those."
The city only had 5. All were suffering from malnutrition.
"Merchant,"
one of the soldiers said.
"No wares," Fatron said. "And it would take a brave merchant to travel these parts alone."
"I've never seen a refugee with a horse," one of the men said.
He raised a bow, looking at Fatron. Fatron shook his head. Nobody fired as the stranger rode up, moving at an unhurried pace. He stopped his mount directly before the city gates. Fatron was proud of those. Real, true wooden gates mounted in the earthen bulwark. He'd gotten both wood and fine stone from the Lord's Manor at the city center. Very little of the stranger was visible beneath the thick, dark cloak he wore to protect himself from the ash. Fatron looked over the top of the bulwark, studying the stranger, and then he glanced up at his brother, shrugging. The ash fell silently. The stranger leaped from his horse. He shot straight upward as if propelled from beneath, cloak whipping free as he soared. Underneath it, he wore a uniform of brilliant white. Fatron cursed, jumping backward as the stranger crested the top of the bulwark and landed on top of the wooden gate itself. The man was an allomancer, a nobleman. Fatron had hoped those would all stick to their squabbles in the north and leave his people in peace, or at least their peaceful deaths. The newcomer turned. He wore a short beard and had his dark hair shorn close. "All right, men," he said, striding across the top of the gate with an unnatural sense of balance.
We don't have much time. Let's get to work. He stepped off the gate onto the bulwark. Immediately, Druffle pulled his sword on the newcomer. The sword jerked from Druffle's hand, yanked into the air by an unseen force. The stranger snatched the weapon as it passed his head. He flipped the sword around, inspecting it.
Good steel, he said, nodding. I'm impressed.
How many of your soldiers are this well equipped?
He flipped the weapon in his hand, handing it back toward Druffle hilt first. Druffle glanced at Fatrin, confused.
Who are you, stranger?
Fatrin demanded with as much courage as he could muster. He didn't know a lot about allomancy, but he was pretty certain this man was mistborn. The stranger could probably kill everyone atop the bulwark with barely a thought. The stranger ignored the question, turning to scan the city.
This bulwark goes around the entire perimeter of the city? He asked, turning toward one of the soldiers.
Yes, my lord, the man said.
How many gates are there?
Just the one, my lord.
Open the gate and bring my horse in, the newcomer said. I assume you have stables?
Yes, my lord, the soldier said.
Well, Fatrin thought with dissatisfaction as the soldier ran off, this newcomer certainly knows how to command people. Fatrin's soldier didn't even pause to think that he was obeying a stranger without asking for permission. Fatrin could already see the other soldiers straightening a bit, losing their wariness. This newcomer talked like he expected to be obeyed, and the soldiers were responding. This wasn't a nobleman like the ones Fatrin had known back when he was a household servant at the Lord's Manor. This man was different. The stranger continued his contemplation of the city. Ash fell on his beautiful white uniform, and Fatrin thought it a shame to see the garment being dirtied. The newcomer nodded to himself, then began to walk down the side of the bulwark.
Wait,
Fatrin said, causing the stranger to pause.
Who are you?
The newcomer turned, meeting Fatrin's eyes.
My name is Elend Venture. I'm your emperor.
With that, the man turned and continued down the embankment. The soldiers made way for him. Then many of them followed behind. Fatrin glanced at his brother.
Emperor,
Druffle muttered, then spat. Fatrin agreed with the sentiment. What to do? He'd never fought an allomancer before. He wasn't even certain how to begin. The Emperor had certainly disarmed Druffle easily enough.
Organize the people of the city,
the stranger, Elend Venture.